1 Maccabees, chapter 13. Now Simon heard that Tryphon was gathering together a very great army, to invade the land of Judah, and to destroy it. And seeing that the people were in dread, and in fear, he went up to Jerusalem, and assembled the people. And he exhorted them, saying, You know what great battles I and my brothers, and the house of my father, have fought for the laws, and the sanctuary, and the distresses that we have seen. By reason whereof all my brothers have lost their lives for Israel's sake, and I am left alone. And now far be it from me to spare my soul in any time of trouble, for I am not better than my brothers. I will avenge then my nation and the sanctuary, and our children, and wives, for all the nations are gathered together to destroy us out of mere malice. And the spirit of the people was revived as soon as they heard these words. And they answered with a loud voice, saying, You are our leader in the place of Judas, and Jonathan your brother. Fight our battles, and we will do whatsoever you will say to us. So gathering together all the men of war, he made haste to finish all the walls of Jerusalem, and he fortified it round about. And he sent Jonathan the son of Absalom, and with him a new army into Joppa, and he cast out those who were in it, and himself remained there. And Tryphon removed from Ptolemy with a great army, to invade the land of Judah, and Jonathan was with him in custody. But Simon pitched in Addis, over against the plain. And when Tryphon understood that Simon had risen up in the place of his brother Jonathan, and that he meant to join battle with him, he sent messengers to him, saying, We have detained your brother Jonathan for the silver that he owed in the king's account, by reason of the affairs which he had the management of. But now send 100 talents of silver, and his 2 sons for hostages, that when he is set at liberty he may not revolt from us, and we will release him. Now Simon knew that he spoke deceitfully to him, nevertheless he ordered the silver, and the children to be sent, otherwise he should bring on himself a great hatred of the people of Israel, who might have said, Because he did not send the silver, and the children, therefore he perished. So he sent the children, and the 100 talents, and he lied, and did not let Jonathan go. And after this Tryphon entered within the country, to destroy it, and they went about by the way that leads to Ador, and Simon and his army marched to every place wherever they went. And those who were in the castle, sent messengers to Tryphon, that he should make haste to come through the desert, and send them victuals. And Tryphon made ready all his horsemen to come that night, but there fell a very great snow, and he did not come into the country of Gilead. And when he approached to Baskama, he slew Jonathan and his sons there. And Tryphon returned, and went into his own country. And Simon sent, and took the bones of Jonathan his brother, and buried them in Modin, in the city of his fathers. And all Israel bewailed him with great lamentation, and they mourned for him many days. And Simon built over the tomb of his father and of his brothers, a building lofty to the sight, of polished stone behind and before. And he set up 7 pyramids one against another for his father and his mother, and his 4 brothers. And round about these he set great pillars, and on the pillars arms for a perpetual memory, and by the arms ships carved, which might be seen by all who sailed on the sea. This is the tomb that he made in Modin even to this day. But Tryphon, when he was on a journey with the young king Antiochus, treacherously slew him. And he reigned in his place, and put on the crown of Asia, and brought great evils on the land. And Simon built up the strongholds of Judea, fortifying them with high towers, and great walls, and gates, and bars, and he stored up victuals in the fortresses. And Simon chose men and sent to King Demetrius, to the end that he should grant liberty to the land, for all that Tryphon did was to spoil. And King Demetrius, in answer to this request, wrote a letter in this manner. King Demetrius to Simon the high priest, and friend of kings, and to the ancients, and to the nation of the Jews, greetings. The golden crown, and the palm, which you sent, we have received, and we are ready to make a firm peace with you, and to write to the king's chief officers to release you the things that we have released. For all that we have decreed in your favor, will stand in force. The strongholds that you have built, will be your own. And as for any oversight or fault committed to this day, we forgive it, and the crown which you owed, and if any other thing were taxed in Jerusalem, now do not let it be taxed. And if any of you are fit to be enrolled among ours, let them be enrolled, and let there be peace between us. In the year 170 the yoke of the nations was taken off from Israel. And the people of Israel began to write in the instruments and public records, the first year under Simon the high priest, the great captain and prince of the Jews.